really have to continue to work on making sure that the system by which we are measuring student performance and linking it to teacher performance is credible, that the tests themselves are alignment with the curriculum, that they're in alignment with the evaluation system, and that the information that's being put into these evaluations and then is being made public in some cases is credible and reliable and something that school boards can use for making important decisions.
And how would you go about that?
Well, I think we're early in the game here. What we have here is a system that is based on the growth of students along the way. And how we measure that growth is something that is not completely certain yet. So we're going to have to get to a place where we feel confidence in the system. That's the main thing, is making sure that we are measuring student achievement accurately. And I'm no expert or psychometrician in that regard, but we have to get that testing system and the measurement system done right. And State Education Department is central to that challenge.
During the legislative session, you were always calling for mandate reform. Now that the session is over, how did mandate reform go this year?
Well, we had a couple things that happened that are notable. The biggest thing was the pension reform known as Tier 6. It's not going to bring immediate large cost savings to school districts because it's only going to be available to us as a savings when we hire new people, and most school districts are not hiring right now. But as time goes on and more people leave the prior tiers and are hired under Tier 6, there will be significant cost savings there, and that's good. The other thing that came late in session had to do with cooperative purchasing, as it's called, and it will allow school districts to participate in national purchasing cooperatives and other ways in which they can become part of a contract for purchasing of services and products, doing so cooperatively with other municipalities, counties, such. And we think there's some big cost savings, as much as $200 million a year available in that regard. So those are two big wins.
During the legislative session, there were calls by some groups for the schools to do more in certain areas. For instance, teach CPR, do more to reduce obesity by changing the menu in the cafeteria. Do these laws, if they become law, put more of a cost on the school districts?
Absolutely. And it's a cost. It's a top-down approach that either comes out of Washington or Albany, where the school districts are required to do these things with no additional resources made available from Washington or Albany, doing so on the backs of their own local taxpayers. And frankly, there may be in some instances a situation, a school district that wants to do CPR training, wants to measure body mass index, wants to do certain things that are required, that are being suggested as being good for everybody. Those school districts should have the ability to make those decisions on their own locally and not force every single school district in the state to do the same thing.
Will a cyberbullying bill up your costs anyway?
I would think so. There is something there that we're just, it's such a gray area for us. When you start looking at the definition of cyberbullying, it becomes apparent that you're dealing with anonymity. That's really what cyberbullying is all about. You have the victim doesn't know who the perpetrator is. It's gone viral in its nature. There's this detachment between the person who is the perpetrator and the person who is the victim. So it's very difficult to get to understand exactly what's happening here. And what this bill that has been passed requires of us is a prompt and immediate investigation. Well, the ways in which you go about investigating cyberbullying are things that are probably pretty new to public educators. And so we've got a lot of work to do in that regard. And I'm guessing that it's going to take a lot of time and resources to work on educating kids and adults about cyberbullying.